Well, someone should have been arrested for this this Dateline story on exorcism. Did you see any of this?
Yeah, I can't. I watched this whole thing, and I can't believe Dateline actually ran this story. It is so corny and so put on and so fake. This guy who is possessed, and all these people, men and women, are gathered around him in this living room.
He just seemed depressed, though, didn't he?
Yeah, and anywhere in America, you know, in this little living room with these people gathered around this guy, who just makes, he draws his breath in and makes real high screeching noises and then almost sneeze sounds. And then throws in a damn or two. And he's possessed by the devil.
That first noise he made actually scared me a little bit.
You're kidding.
No. I just had never heard that noise. It was like, it sounded like my cat when it was, you know, like defending itself.
Well, you know, there's a whole new repertoire of voices and sounds you can create with inhalations, like Sami, right?
Yeah, we learned that from Sami.
Yeah, and the same is true with those screeching noises that this guy makes. It's got to be on the inhale, however.
Once you start, like, doing your demon voice, it's hard to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. And Mark's drawing his breath in. Yeah.
See, I didn't know you could make that sound. When he was sneezing, I thought that was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So he kept throwing his hands forward.
Ridiculous, yeah. And like he wouldn't have dropped his pants or something.
Oh, you ain't dead.
And he never said anything like your mother does you know what in hell and all that.
Let's give a listen to this guy.
All right.
And Kendall, a minister. Russell's own pastor, David, is on hand for additional support.
These are Baptists, by the way. This isn't a Catholic thing.
There's much love.
The music will make it scarier.
Yeah.
The morning begins with quiet prayer and subdued readings
from the
Bible.
This guy's a senior. He's got pure white hair. He's probably like near 70.
And I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, save me.
But the atmosphere is about to undergo a dramatic change.
No, heads up.
As the group tries to achieve its first goal, to get one of the evil spirits to show itself in Russell.
We isolate you from all satanic and demonic communication and reinforcement. We pronounce that you are isolated and alone. No one is going to come.
He's just looking at the guy.
You are cut off from Satan.
He just grimaced and made that sound.
From demonic reinforcement.
Closing his eyes.
You are alone.
It's just 20 minutes leading
the up to it.
The exorcists say they can now sense an evil presence. And they speak not to Russell, but to the demons they believe who inhabit him, who poison his soul.
You will not dive down and hide. You will not be ensconced or camouflaged.
I'm going to arrest the devil.
Okay. They press, believing that whatever comes out of Russell's mouth now will likely be the
fake
voice of a demon itself.
Now, your listen to the music.
In Russell's life is over. You have harassed him and tormented him and brought suffering into his life for the last day. You're going to leave him before this day is over.
Back that up. Back that up. I got to see that again.
Damn!
I'd like for you to just take him and whip his ass good and proper, because that's what he needs.
He acts like he's sleepy, too, sometimes. You know, like he sort of yawns when he does it.
Before this day is over, and you're never going to come back.
Well, that was a weird noise. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when he followed it with that, it wrecked it.
I know.
So the battle begins.
Mark, are you possessed? I command thee to come out of Mark.
I mean, when he does the inhalation sound,
you ain't dead.
He brings his body back. Then he goes, then he leans forward.
The production on this.
You know, I love...
Look how red his face is, though. The devil's coming out of his head.
Get it to where he says where Lucifer is coming into him. You know where that is? Where he says, like, now all of a sudden he's possessed by the devil himself.
In appearance. So looking into Russell's eyes at this very moment...
Yeah, this is it.
Maybe looking into the eyes of the devil himself.
His eyes are no different.
There's Lucifer.
I presume. But you'd like to hear what the Bible has to say
about Lucifer, I presume.
Just 20 seconds after being called Lucifer, Russell responds.
You are the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
Connor continues reading from the Bible.
Is that a sneeze?
He says,
yeah, basically.
The most effective weapon against evil. When he selects what he says is an especially powerful.
Did they give his last name, Mark?
Birth of Jesus. It triggers something in Russell.
I'd like to hear if we can get it to him to do that noise.
A scream from
just look up
somewhere.
Lucifer.
You know who the only season
Lucifer and
Bang!
I'm putting him under citizen's arrest.
Yeah, that's so bad. Oh, my God, it's embarrassing.
You leave without hurting him.
You're not going to embarrass him.
I command you to leave in the name of Jesus.
At this point,
you get out without hurting him.
Satan, depart this body in the name of Jesus.
Some progress is being made. They still have their work cut out for them.
Ooh. That was real. Look how he leans way back. He puts his pelvis way in the air. That's a nasty view. And now he just goes to normal. Then just goes on his porch and starts talking to us.
Seems to have resurfaced.
I don't know. That stretch.
It's funny.
I don't think that guy could stretch that much. I think it was Lucifer stretching his body out. I command you to leave him without hurting him.
It's hilarious when the same guy is
and you're
like
under citizen's arrest.
On his porch talking to us afterward.
Yeah, the devil's still in me and, you know, I need some more work.
Well, the guy sounded like he was just depressed.
I know. Look at this.
I mean, what made them think the devil was in him? What did he do? He didn't do anything, did he?
No. I mean, why is it he should open his mouth and you should hear like three different voices? He doesn't even speak in tongues.
The stomach that's...
Here he is.
That's really difficult.
Hey.
The battle for Russell's soul...
Well, let me read your rights since you're under arrest for impersonating Satan.
Is it over? Are you free?
No.
He can only hope deliverance will somehow come.
Trudy, you want to hear Satan? Did you see Satan?
Satan at the school?
Lucifer was on Dateline NBC last night.
Oh, he was there too? Because
they had an exorcism.
Son of Satan was the guy that had the list at the...
Yeah, that's right. That was Son of Satan. That was fake, by the way. I have a funny feeling. But
he's not his real son.
You can't take any chances. No, I just have a feeling that was some clown who wants a little attention.
Oh, I thought maybe you were questioning his parentage or something.
No, not at all.
Get some DNA or something.
You ready? This is Russell Davis during an exorcism.
Yeah!
Where's the... Damn!
Yeah!
It sounds like Constantine at the end there.
You just take him and whip his ass good and proper, because that's what he needs.